The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, podcasts, interviews are up on SeanGreenShow.com. If you want to check me out on WGNPlus.com, you can check me out on WGNPlus.com as well. If you want to follow me on Twitter, make sure you check me out as that Sean Green Show. And on Facebook, if you want to check me out on Facebook, go to Sean Green Show Media. I gotta get this guy on because I'm so excited. Many of you guys know from all the past podcasts and photos and videos from back in January when I went to the AVN Awards and the Adult Entertainment Expo back in January. Everybody was like, "Man, that was like one of the best things you ever did," and I want to kind of like get more of a behind the scenes look at AVNs, and I provided you guys with that, and it was cool. So I figured I'd get the man behind the entire thing, Tony Rios. He's the CEO of AVN Media Network. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now, and I'm so doggone nervous. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, first of all, like I said before we even got on the air, about how much fun I had at AVN 2016, and next year would be the 34th annual, correct, for AVN.
That's right.
Yeah, and this has been around for a while, and you got your start back in 1995, right?
That's right, in 95 with Paysite.
Yeah. Now, as far as Paysites, to my new listeners that's not really familiar with what a Paysite is, and correct me if I'm wrong, these are sites that people go to if they want to look at adult content. They actually pay to watch the content. Is that correct?
Right. They don't know because it's not happening anymore. They go to tube sites. And they watch you for free.
Right. Now, one of those things that I want to ask you about that, since it's so open and it's so free now, and you're known as an innovator. So in the porn industry, how is it that you guys are working around the free sites and gathering new ideas and new content?
So, I mean, this is what I'm seeing. The trends are moving more into live, the live experiences. This is where they're able to make more money. I mean, the pay site model is still good. You just have to have really good content and really solid content. And you know, I talk about this to people. You know, my generation, we saw the tube sites as the enemies. You know, they came in and they started giving it all away for free, and now all of a sudden all the money was gone. And, you know, there's a whole generation of people, you know, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are creating their businesses online, and they've always had tube sites. They've always had, you know, Facebook, social media, Twitter. They've had everything, you know, and they look at them as tools. And, you know, they see their scenes going on X-Hamster or Pornhub, and they look at how many millions of views it got, and it makes them excited, and they use that as a marketing tool. So these days, there's a lot better cooperation between companies, and companies with high-quality content are able to use them as tools. So wow. This is kind of what the trend is.
Right, and with AVN, the actual award show and expo, why was this created? And I never, you know, really thought about it until I was actually there, that it's way more. It's glamorous. I actually loved it, and got to see the stars on the red carpet. It was basically like the award shows for porn, and I loved it. So why did you start this? And
I mean, we've been called the Oscars of porn for sure, and as far as the industry goes, there's nothing like it. There's no comparison. You can see actually online, you can see some pictures of women at the AVN Awards, and then you see a picture side by side with women at the Oscars, and you wouldn't know which one was at the AVN Awards if you didn't know that the actress was a very famous actress, a mainstream actress. She was wearing something, more scantily clad than our performer. So our performers take it very seriously, and it's a night for them to really look forward to.
Yeah, and one of the things that I noticed too was that how huge it was. I was expecting to walk into maybe one little center and that'll be it. But when I walked in, it was so huge. I was like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? And
we have over 35,000 people come out to our expo in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so
it's a massive crowd.
So how do you keep it fresh every year and keep people coming?
Well, we work. Fortunately, we don't have to do that. I mean, we definitely do our own innovations, and we make changes. We add people and we add things. But the companies that we work with are the innovators. Our job is just to get people around. We get people all together so that they can all participate in the whole experience. So, I mean, we're fortunate to have some really great companies. I mean, everyone who's anyone in the industry, they come to Vegas and they participate in the expo in one way or the other. I mean, we have even, over 900 media outlets that come and cover the show. So just in media alone, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because I was in the media room early this year, and it was like
fighting for your pass.
Yeah, it was like I'm in here, and I'm with my little, my microphone and my computer, and then I see CBS behind me. I'm like, oh my God, I got CBS behind me, and I'm talking with them, and I'm like, oh, you guys are covering the Porn Awards too, so that's pretty cool. Now, one of the unique things that I really love about AVN, and I told this back here in Chicago when I did a radio hit here in Chicago from there, was when you think of porn and the average person, I consider myself to be above average. You're definitely above average. But when you think, when average people think of porn, they think about the dirty old guy in the back of the video store from back in the day. They think of that dirty old guy. But when you actually go to this event, you see couples there. I actually saw more women at the expo and the awards show than men, and more couples. And that really amazed me. And I was like, I mean, bring the wife, bring the girlfriend, open her up to something new. Take her to the AVN Awards and the expo, because it's definitely something that you want to do. I mean, it's an experience to have. And like I told you off the air, you made me a regular, because I'm going to be down there every year, no matter what. This is something that is so fun. And just to walk around and see people that you may have watched, whether it be male or female, when you see the people that you actually watch on at home, and you see them, and you walk up to them and you talk to them, they're the nicest people that you ever meet. They're really they're just really cool, and you don't get that anywhere else. You won't get it anywhere else other than Vegas at the AVN Awards and the Adult Entertainment Expo. So, I mean, that's one of the things that I really love about it. And thank you for bringing that to us, man.
Thank you for participating. So, I mean, to talk to your point about the women, we have an overwhelming amount of women that come. It's not your typical party where it's mostly guys and a few girls. This is it's we are outnumbered. We are outnumbered, and it kind of follows this trend, this whole female empowerment trend. You know, the cam industry is exploding like crazy. You're going to see a much larger footprint in the cam sector and also the VR sector, both two areas that are just really booming. But to female empowerment, you know, you have these girls who are these women who are building their own businesses in their homes, and they're making very good money, and they're able to just, you know, call the shots. And this has been a very attractive new thing for the industry.
Now, when you first when it first started with Avian in Vegas, did you meet any type of opposition? You know, as far as the establishment saying we don't want this here, is too much for Vegas, or did they welcome Avian with open arms?
There are some hotels in the city. It depends on what management they currently have, but there are some big hotel chains that won't have the expo at their hotel. They wouldn't allow it. We've been fortunate enough to work with some really good companies. Our relationship with the Hard Rock Hotel is second to none. They love our event. Our event is their biggest event that they put on every year. And, you know, we take over that hotel every inch. In fact, they are expanding that hotel for us. You know, we're their largest event, so we're going to benefit the most for this expansion. But if you remember, there's a bunch of different halls. We have Artist Hall. We're basically doubling Artist Hall, and it's going to make the expo much larger.
Wow.
So we're really looking forward to it, and we're really excited, and we're really grateful for our relationship with the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Prop 60 that's going on in California, by the way?
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on Prop 60? I know it's a little bit off topic, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because one of my main thought on it is that this will, in a sense, kill the industry if this is voted. Because California is kind of like the mecca of porn, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on it?
California has been a very liberal state, and it's been instrumental for, you know, basically where the porn industry started. You know, it's definitely going to have a very big impact on our business if we have to move. I mean, it's going to be inconvenient. But the thing about our industry is it's a global industry. It's people are shooting all over the place. But I love my relationships with the girls that come and work with us here in California, and I really hope that the voters will vote no on Prop 60 and vote to keep our workers here and keep our workers safe.
Right, and there you have it. Tony Rios, CEO of AVN Media Network, AVN.com, AdultEntertainmentExpo.com. Make sure you guys, if you haven't gotten your tickets to the AVN Awards show, make sure you go. It's at it's held on the 21st of January. The expo starts on the 17th at the Joint at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. I will be there. The Sean Green Show will be there. Again, I had so much fun that I got to go again. So you'll definitely see me there. Hopefully I get a chance to see Tony in person and get an on-site interview with him. But make sure you guys check out AVN.com. Go to AdultEntertainmentExpo.com. Make sure you check that out as well. Check them out on Twitter, AVN Media Network. Make sure you guys check it out. Tony, it's been a real pleasure having you on.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.